Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
This is Dan back with you. As promised, Dr. Mark Lanahan joins us this morning. Wayne School Board did meet last night. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How about you?
Doing well.
Things going good at school?
Yeah. Good start to the second semester. Off and running. So things are going pretty well. You know, we're happy about the weather. We haven't had to worry too much about that for now. So I'm sure the other shoe will fall at some point.
Well, but we'll take sometime. Well, we're bound to get something somewhere along the line.
Yeah, but it's nice. This week it looks pretty good, so we're happy about that.
All right. Well, we'll get into it since we got to get out of here for Quiz Bowl at 9:30.
Yes. So. January is the meeting that the school board does their organization for the year. They follow that annual calendar, so that's the first part of the meeting. So Mr. Knutson, who's our local attorney, opens the meeting and takes the board through a couple of there's a board member code of conduct and some conflict of interest policies, just kind of a reminder for this board to follow those and good things to kind of go over as far as just what the roles and responsibilities are of a board member. So we do that, and then we begin with the organization of the president, vice president, and they have an election. So Mr. Knutson brings little sheets. We do it paper pencil. So we do a nomination process. And so we do have a new board president this year. Dr. Jody Pulfer will be our president. Dr. Nelson had served in that role last year, and he had announced to the board in December that he's on the board, but he would like to step back from that president role. So Dr. Pulfer will take over as president, and Mrs. Manns, who had been serving as vice president, will continue in that role moving forward. And so that election took place. And then we appoint Deb Dom, who is the recording secretary of the board. And then our treasurer, our business manager, Mary Jean Robertson, is appointed treasurer for the board. So that's kind of the first thing that takes place. And then from there, the president takes over the meeting. So Dr. Pulfer did that last night. And again, some more organizational things that we do. We affirm our policy manual. And basically, the governing rules of the district are listed on our school website under the school board section. So that's actually the official place for our board policies. We want to have one spot that we know is our official place. So when we do make changes, it goes to the website first. And then we have several board books, policy books in the school offices and the libraries that we have. And we try to do our best to update those and make sure when we change a policy that we change them in all the books as well. But the online version is actually our official version. So we go ahead and do that. The board restructures. If there's any changes in committee membership, the board has several committees that they serve on. Not a lot of changes, just a couple minor changes to committee membership. And then we also confirm State Nebraska Bank and Trust of Wayne as our depository institution. The Wayne Herald is our where we do our classified records, where we post our officially. We have to have a newspaper that we post our meeting notices and our minutes and all that. And then Mr. Knutson was appointed as his annual appointment for legal counsel. We also work with the School Board Association, the Perry Law Firm, and KSB Law Firm out of Lincoln. But Mr. Knutson is our first go-to for legal counsel. He comes to all of our meetings, and we work with him as needed. So, and he works pretty closely, too, with our school board attorneys as well, if there's ever a need for him to call or talk to them. It doesn't happen too often, but once in a while it does. And so Eric kind of serves in that role. So that was first. Took a little bit of time to get through that. And then Dr. Pulfer took the meeting over. We did have staff from ESU1, Stuart Clark and Bill Hyman came to talk to the board a little bit about ESU1 services. Our contract will be up in February, and so they wanted to come and talk to the board a little bit about that, and I'll talk a little bit more about that contract next month. But basically, ESU provides a lot of services. ESU One serves, actually, I think, 23 school districts in the area.
Yeah, we talked about that
and,
last time.
And they basically provide special ed services along with some other services, that things that, you know, schools typically don't have a full-time person, a staff person in a role. So we contract through ESU One. It's more efficient for us, and they provide great services. They do a great job there. We did approve the calendar for next year. We kind of looked at pretty much the same as we're doing this year. We are going to start just a little bit later. I know last year there was some concern that we were starting too early. And so I always like when we get started, you know. We are going to start on August 17th next year, which is a little bit later than this year. Mainly the semester ends at our in December when we go on our break, so we have to get we have to keep our semesters fairly balanced. We can't have, you know, 80 days in first semester and, you know, 95 days in second semester. That doesn't work so well. So first semester is typically shorter as far as the calendar goes, because we also know, you know, snow days and things like that usually come in second semester. Not that they don't happen in first, but as this year, we didn't have a snow day yet. So is one of the reasons, you know, we have to start when we do. Otherwise, the only other option is to continue first semester when we get back in January. Nobody wants to do that. So we're going to start on the 17th with students. Staff will be in a few days ahead of that. Otherwise, it's pretty typical calendar as far as breaks and everything else. Nothing too dramatic or changes there. We'll be out sometime mid-May. We really just want to schedule 178 student days. We kind of use the number 3 as a day where we will forgive 3 days of snow or state tournaments or whatever. But 175 is usually the minimum that we want to get as far as the number of days. We're not required to do a certain amount of days, but we are required to have X amount of instructional hours, you know, so we have to have a minimum. We usually exceed that by quite a bit, even if we only go 175 days. You know, we usually exceed our instructional hour requirement by up to 100 hours. But, you know, we feel that school's a good place for kids to be, and it's a good place for them to learn, and so we want them here as much as we can have them. I always say we're in the kid business and we like kids, so we want them at school.
Sounds good.
So we got that done. Had a couple of insurance quotes as far as our life and disability and our long-term disability quotes from Mutual of Omaha. There was no increase to those. One major shift for our staff, we'll be shifting health insurance from, currently we're on a Aetna health insurance plan, which used to be the old Mutual of Omaha. People remember back in the old days. The name now is Aetna. Starting September 1st of next fall, we will be with Blue Cross Blue Shield through the Educator Health Alliance. So we're making changes to that. It doesn't really, the plan is very similar for staff. It's just a different provider. And most schools in the state are actually with the Educator Health Alliance. So it kind of puts us on par with, you know, 98% of the schools in the state of Nebraska for health and dental insurance. So that's kind of, well, it'll be a big change for our staff. Anytime you change insurance, it's always something that people, you know, they want to make sure they have good coverage. And this will provide our staff with very similar and very good coverage. We did also approve the negotiated agreement with the teachers. We began this process back in October. We had to do a little bit of a delay. Usually we're finished by now, but we were waiting to hear back on our health and dental insurance quotes, because that impacts negotiations, because we negotiate on a total package with salary, yeah, insurance,
it's
and
a
the
big,
whole works.
Big piece of the package.
It is. Yeah, it's a big piece. And actually, it's about 10% of our general fund budget goes to health insurance premiums. So it really has become, you know, the costs keep going up. And so but that's part of their package. So we did finish that, and the board and the Wayne Education Association both approved the agreement. It's about a 2.7% total package increase. The base salary goes up to $38,000. So a brand new teacher out of college, that's what they would make. And then, as people I think are probably aware, we pay teachers, we have kind of a step and lane schedule. So as a teacher moves down the schedule, they would receive an increase. And then if they move across the schedule, that's when they take their coursework. Every 9 credit hours, they are paid more for that too. So it's kind of, you know, the way schools work as far as compensating their teachers. And we really do encourage our teachers to move forward on their education. I mean, that's what we do. We're in education to not only for the students to learn, but also for all of us that work at school. So we encourage our teachers to attain their master's degree you know, just continue their education even as they're working teaching at school. So
make some good role models for the kids.
It does. I mean, it's our mission, you know, as lifelong learners, learning for life, every student, every day. And so that includes all of us, you know, and not just classes. Oftentimes teachers are at workshops or we're doing some sort of professional development. And, you know, we think that's really important to be role models for the kids and advance our degrees as well. So, and we encourage all of our staff to take advantage of those opportunities if they can. So we did approve that. And then we also approved the interlocal cooperative agreement with the city of Wayne. And the city council actually passed this at their last meeting. And so basically what this means is we actually have a couple interlocals with the city already. We have an interlocal for the Hank Oberon softball complex, our baseball field, and then the summer sports softball complex. So we utilize those two facilities for baseball and softball. So it's not unprecedented that we have an interlocal with the city. This one is for the Wayne Community Center.
The Activity Center. Wayne Community Activity Center,
They want to do some upgrades and then a potential additions. And so there's a grant.
They come right up to your property. So
correct. Actually, they'll take a little piece of our parking lot and they'll need a few parking stalls also if this goes through. But this is kind of the first step for the city to be able to move forward with a grant and then also consider a potential sales tax vote that would come later this spring. And so they needed an interlocal partner, and it made some sense hearing, you know, what some initial plans were for the city as far as additional space that maybe the school could take advantage of during certain times, especially now when we've got so much going on in our gym. I mean, it's such a busy place. It's really literally going from 6 a.m. until 9-10 o'clock at night. And so this might provide opportunities for us to ease that pressure and maybe get kids home a little bit earlier if we can utilize it for practice and so forth. But it's pretty open-ended right now as far as what that might look like. So part of the interlocal, the main part, from the school side is a commitment to have no more than 3 members of the school be part of a kind of a building committee, I guess you might call it, that will, they have to meet annually, but I think probably meet more than that, you know, just to kind of come up with some decisions as far as how that might look.
So, okay.
So that was passed, and so the city passed that at their meeting, so we are in that, and the city can move forward now with the grants and things that they need to do, and we'll be part of that process. After that, really just some administrative reports. Nothing really too much to report on there. We have been working on a strategic plan. We're kind of waiting on results and looking, waiting from the School Board Association to send back our needs analysis from those community meetings we had and the surveys that went out last fall. So we're waiting on that. We should get results of that pretty soon, hopefully by the February board meeting, so we can have that discussion and have those things on our agenda for February. And then we just did reports, and we did our honor coffee, which included the mock trial team that's currently participating in state mock trial at school. They used to go down to Lincoln and do it, COVID, of course, impacted that, and actually
the Zoom stuff.
The Zoom, they're doing it again, and it works out pretty good, I think. Kids are at school, and when it's their turn to compete, they go into a room, and we close it down, and they do their competition. I think they're doing well. We won't know how they do until it's all over. We won't know where they place. And then we also had a student that won the T-shirt contest for Beef Up to Schools. Carly Canham was the winner of that. So she designed a Beef Up Our Schools T-shirt. And that's through the Beef to School program that our kitchen takes advantage of. So good meeting, and always good to have those honor coffees to acknowledge those students for excellent work.
Absolutely. Basketball season continuing?
Yes. Lots of basketball coming up. Not this week. There's four home games. Tonight against Laurel. Thursday is a doubleheader against North Bend. Friday, I think the girls play Norfolk Catholic. Saturday, Boys Town comes to play the boys. Then we have a couple of weeks where we're on the road, and then we're actually the host school for the Mid-State Conference basketball tournament, so we'll be hosting a ton of basketball games in early February, which will be a lot of fun. If you like basketball, you know, your chance to come and watch our kids compete is here, and so go on our schedule and check it out.
Okay. Last quick, any health issues right now at the school?
No, we're sitting pretty good right now. The way this has gone, there's typically a few people maybe that are home. We're encouraging people to keep their kids home if they're sick, obviously. But I think our staff is sitting good right now, and we're keeping an eye on things and trying to follow the protocols that we have in place as best we can. And really, again, just continuing to encourage people, teachers, students, if you're sick, stay home. I mean, I think that's been the message.
That's kind of the bottom line, yep.
We've been trying to work with, and there's some protocols that we still are following if people have been exposed, and our nurses working with the families to get them to do that. So we're hopeful, we're keeping our fingers crossed that things will continue to go in this direction.
Okay, and we'll keep the snow away as long as we can.
That'd be fine. A well-timed snow day is always good, but hopefully not during that basketball tournament in February, because then we got to reschedule it and we don't want to do that.
Yes, so that's always a mess.
Chances are that's when it'll happen, now that I said it, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. We'll let you get back to work.
Sounds good, and appreciate the coverage and all the support from the community.
Dr. Mark Lanahan has been our guest today again on The View from Wayne America. Stay tuned for Quiz Bowl.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.